Don was on a ghost hunt at a haunted LA Fitness, where Brad was doing CrossFit all alone. His squats opened a wormhole, and that's what led them here. To trap inside a magic studio. The adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Bradley and Dawn.
Come through.
A Mike Ganger production.
Well, 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 here we are. What a weird day it is.
Here we are. It's weird.
It is weird. We're glad to be on the air with you and talking to you today after the big announcement yesterday afternoon that we weren't privy to until moments before.
You know, Lori and Julia are my talk. My talk is Lori and Julia. So it was a shock, I think, heard around the world. And the reverberations are still coming in after the news yesterday that Lori and Julia are saying their fond Minnesota goodbyes to my talk. It sounds like they'll be with us through June. But that was a big emotional announcement yesterday. And I know, Dawn, that you were emotional and had thoughts and feelings about it, as we all have here on My Talk and certainly around the Twin Cities metro and, frankly, beyond, because of their cultural impact and influence. Oh, those ladies!
It's just not going to be the same without them.
No, it absolutely really isn't. Will
it's going to feel like the heart and soul. I'm not... It's just going to feel like there's a big part of the station missing, honestly. However, I thought they did an amazing job talking about it yesterday. It was just so lovely the way they presented it and how honest they were. And I was like, gosh, just... That's a great way to announce something. It really was.
Well, also, and you know, Dawn, because you've worked in radio for 100 years. I mean, I came at radio sideways, but even I know that to have a career as they've had in radio at the same station, essentially in the same spot for 20 plus years.
22 years.
Is unheard of.
That doesn't happen.
Singularly unheard of. And I think... Look, people in moments like these, there's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of feeling. It's hard to see things exactly 2020 because of that emotion. And it's totally understandable. Like yesterday, right before they went on, I was like, I gave him a big hug and said, I love you. And I was like, oh, God, all these emotions. What are we going to do? That'll all settle. And I think when that dust and emotion does settle, people will realize that they were actually something very unique, not just in radio, but here in the Twin Cities and in conversation in the media, primarily because, and I think that will all come down to their friendship and their honesty with being who they are on the radio, which is such a unique talent that I don't think they were intentionally, they just were themselves, is my point.
And it is really, really, really rare. I mean, because we're coached down to, if you're, at some stations I've been at, definitely not here.
Well, I was going to say, in traditional radio, like in the world that you came from...
You don't even know who you are anymore.
You were coached to be a certain part of yourself.
Yes.
More than other parts of yourself.
Yes.
And here at My Talk, we have been given the privilege of being ourselves on the radio, which is why you see that the announcement of Lori and Julia's departure is the most read story on the Twin Cities' largest, online publication, because they have a relationship with their listeners that is real. It is a true connection.
Yes.
It is a unique thing to have that relationship, and it is a special thing. And usually in the world, and I mean, you can talk about it, I don't have to speak for you, but I just, I imagine it's like people work really hard to create that relationship in a traditional radio setting, whereas they were just themselves, and that's what people connected to. And so they didn't need to be coached. They literally avoided being coached.
Yeah, they sure
did. They turned away coaching that other people were like, I need this.
Yeah.
because they were just themselves.
Yeah, they truly were. And when I started listening to this station, and I've told this to them and other people as well, when I was thinking about moving here and they had called me to, you know, interview for the job with Jason and Alexis, I started listening to my talk, and I was just listening to the morning show replays, and then I just started listening and I heard LoJ, and I was like, what is this? I didn't even know. I thought it was two people doing a bit, like committing to an a bit that was so good. I was like, this is amazing. And then I realized they were real.
They're the real
deal.
And
I'm like, I've never heard anything like this.
Yeah. Well, and again, a testament to their singular uniqueness. The rest of us, even though we're all kind of blessed here on My Talk again to be ourselves and to have a certain personality that a lot of people in media don't get to have, and we're grateful for that, and yeah, we have a creativity that we can indulge and all of that stuff, they still had the privilege of being themselves way more than any one of us.
Yeah.
With a few exceptions, probably. But it's not that it's just that, like, the rules that applied to the rest of us, or a lot of us, yeah, did not apply to them because they made a name for themselves being exactly who they were. And that is the one thing that I will take away from the two of their career, or their, to call them individual careers is a little weird because it was so much the two of them, mm-hmm, as a singular unit. The thing I will take away, the lesson that I will learn from them specifically, is be yourself.
Oh,
because when other people want to, you know, tell you how to do something better, trust that you're where you are for a reason. And yeah, I think that especially, like, each of them, and we could go on and we probably will over the weeks and months that come before Lori and Julia's final show airs at the end. I'm assuming it's going to be at the end of June, it sounds like,
mm-hmm,
that we'll be able to sing their praises individually and jointly. But Lori's ability to just unquestionably, confidently deliver herself on the radio for 3 hours every day is, you know, was superb.
And Julia is just the perfect pairing for her.
Oh, and Julia's just, like, questioning of that and challenging of that. And Lori, you know, like, the way that they communicated with each other is such a human friendship and such a human relationship that I think so many people listening could relate to, because we all have a Lori in our life, and we all have Julia in our life.
And
right?
That's just them for me.
No, for us. Them. Yeah, yeah, but yeah, even, you know,
even listeners out there.
Yeah,
yes.
But I guarantee listeners, the reason that they were drawn into Lori and Julia were because they were two very well-known people in their lives. And just honestly, two people who were themselves. Like, we'd shake our heads and go, I can't believe Lori just said that. Or I can't believe what Julia just tried to get me to do, because she did. And I'm going to. We're going to have all sorts of time to tell you about the many times Julia tried to get me to traipse out to her car carrying a load of stuff. And I remember when somebody was like, you know, you don't have to do that. Because at the end of their show, she'd be, or at the end of our show and before there, she'd be like, honey, can you bring some stuff into the studio with me? And dutifully, I would do it.
Yeah.
Each and every day.
Yeah. And then you stopped.
And I was like, you know, nobody else around here goes up to another coworker and has them lug their stuff into the studio every day.
Oh my God.
I don't know who's going to yell at us for making the studio dirty.
Uh-huh. I know. Who are we going to keep the studio clean for? What's funny about them, you guys, is that when we leave the studio, we really do take a lot of our stuff with us. But even if there is a piece of paper in here that they feel like doesn't belong.
Oh, Julia came at me last week or the week before with a stack of paper. You forgot your stack of paper. I'm like, it's just paper. Leave it.
It's a piece of paper and a pen. She's like, you forgot your stuff.
And I am going to miss, and I don't even want to think about the last moment I'm going to walk out the door at 3:56 or 2:56. Yeah, I don't even know what time we're on. 2:56 and yell, showtime.
I know.
And not hear Lori and Julia go, okay.
Or when I would go out in the break before to bring all the luggage I bring into the studio out, and
like,
they go,
talk about traipsing in and out of the studio with stuff. Mike, I don't understand what she's carrying that she needs during
it's
the
so
three.
Heavy.
It's 3 hours. I mean, you basically don't have to pee.
I know. I'm afraid. This is what it is. I, in my normal state, am a disorganized, dreamy type of creative person that's very right-brained, off the chart. And so I'm always trying to manage that part of myself and keep myself
organized.
Well,
such that I don't know you to be that disorganized person.
Because
I only know the person who is showing up like 2 hours before with 8 bags, full hair and makeup for a show. I'm not even sure what we're doing. And she's just sitting there. And I'm like, hey, Dawn, hey, what you doing? Getting ready for the day, sitting there on that chair when I walk through.
Well, I would go out the break before to deboard the plane, as Grant still says to me. Oh, you get to deboard the plane first. And they would go, is it time yet? Every day. And I'm like, no, not yet. I'm just getting my stuff out of here so it's ready for you. And every day you're like, honey, don't worry about it. Don't,
well, because you,
I start
Dawn,
to clean up.
Mike, Dawn tries to be nice and overly respectful of her radio elders. I don't mean elder in an age sense. I just mean
they've been here longer.
They've been here longer. Yeah. Veteran sense. Radio veterans. And I'm like, don't change who you are for them.
Do.
And Dawn's like literally dusting. I'm like, they're not dusting for you. I'm like, girl, be a stand up. And she's like, I gotta get all my stuff out of here before
Lori and
Julia. I'm like purposely leaving stuff hanging
so
around.
That they'll yell at you. There are two salt shakers sitting next to each other there that are probably
That's
yours.
A salt shaker and a pepper shaker. And actually, oddly, those aren't mine because I don't know if you've ever noticed this. I don't eat my lunch in here. Somebody
Excuse me?
I don't eat my lunch in here. Yeah. If I forgot my lunch, I will.
Okay, yeah.
But my salt and I might
what
eat
about
my
your oatmeal?
Oatmeal. I eat my oatmeal, girl, but I ain't salting my oatmeal.
Lori
this wasn't
and Julia,
supposed to be about us.
I know, sorry. Just I really appreciated like how, you know, confident they were. They showed me, and it's like it sounds like, you know, that they're gone already, but they have shown me that it's okay to stick up for yourself in this business. Mm. Like one time, the first project done a dirty, I had a paper to sign that said Hubbard is not responsible if you, you know, don't come out of this alive.
Lori
goes,
this.
What is that? She goes, don't sign that. And walked away.
Well, no, that's why I said they got to play by rules. The rest of us didn't, because Lori would literally say that to me as well.
Yeah,
don't sign that.
You don't have to sign it.
I'm like, girl, I have to sign it. Otherwise, I ain't going to have a job.
They will question me and like, go, are you going to do this
I'm
or
like,
not?
Girl, I'm not drive time. You got privileges
you
we don't have.
You guys have privileges we don't. But also just to not care as much about what people think. But then there's also a very tender, sweet side to both of them that I've gotten to know. And, you know, it's just...
Yeah, they. I think when I first started working here, what seems like now, I mean, it has been half the time, literally, that they've been on the station. And I feel like I've been here for 100 years because we really have gone through a lot over the last decade plus. But when I got here, they were so larger than life already. And I was like intimidated by that. And that's why, like, every day I help Julia bring her stuff in, or you know, every day Julia would come in. We used to have an old prep room, which is now B. Arthur's office.
Yes, yes.
And we used to be in there
here for that.
And Julia would come in every day and go, "How come you have an office?" And I was like, "Girl, we don't got
this
an office.
This is a shared office this between five.
There's literally like
or
three
eight.
Shows hanging in here." And she's like, "Well, you have a couch because they had the double wide.
You have cubes of your own."
I'm like, girl.
And they're super big.
But so they were larger than life. But then, as you said, we got to know them as people and what delightful people they truly are. I mean, as friends, as just coworkers, you could not ask for
as
better.
As ladies of leisure.
Ladies of leisure and ladies of
perpetual teenagers, too.
Well,
always
yeah.
going to concerts.
Lori is truly, I want to be Lori when I grow up.
I wish I had the desire.
I told her, I was like, I will be bothering you for lots of travel advice because the one thing that Lori does better than anybody I know is vacation. That woman has created an art form.
And they both worked for a travel company together, travel agency. Yeah. So, oh boy, well, we have to go now, but.
When we return, Mike's going to have all the latest from Hollywood. But don't worry, dear listeners. We are going to celebrate our two favorite ladies on My Talk for months to come. But when we come back, like I said, Dirt Alert with Mike, all the latest on My Talk 107.1.
Or app.
It's Dawn McClain for Livia Weight Control Centers. Now is the time to choose you and get healthier the Livia way. What am I talking about? Well, the Livia program is different than other programs because it's one-on-one support. These are doctor-recommended programs, and you really feel like they're on your side. I did the Livia program. You guys, it was easy, and it was so fun to actually lose weight with them because all the things I've tried had tried before on my own were not working, and then finally something works, and it's just like, I can't believe how easy this is. So they will give you like a roadmap for your daily choices. That's what their consultations are all about, and even grocery store shopping becomes easy with Livia. And right now they have breakthrough weight loss medication options that you can ask them about. And if you heard this from me, tell them you heard it from me and you'll get 3 months free. 855-GO-LIVIA or Livia.com. Just say, I heard it from Dawn McClain for 3 months free. Livia.com.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Yes, the latest in entertainment, it's Mike with the Dirt Alert.
Hey, Mike!
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, you know.
Cool. Cowboy Carter is the new Beyonce album that is dropping in a couple of days, and we now have the track list.
Hey-o. Oh.
Here's some interesting thoughts, or interesting
yes.
inclusions.
Can I ask a question
first,
just really quickly? Yeah. Do any of the tracks include the word spurs?
Spurs.
Are you having a psychic premonition?
I'm not seeing spurs.
Oh,
no,
okay. I just thought maybe it would be a little, you know, like country themed. Like she would just use a bunch of words. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, words like spaghetti.
Spaghetti's
one of them.
Mom's spaghetti?
All right, yes, exactly. Knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on the sweater already. Renaissance, okay, so she's going to have Jolene is on there, which we already heard rumors that she would be doing her version of Dolly Parton's hit. Uh-huh. There's also the Linda Martell Show, which is a reference to the first black commercially successful artist in country and the first to play at the Opry.
Wow.
So that's cool. Oh. And then there's also two other ones, and people are speculating here. One of the tracks is simply titled Dolly P.
Okay.
Does that mean Dolly P will be a part of it, aka Dolly Parton?
Yeah. Mm.
Or is the song just titled Dolly P? And there's another one called Smoke Hour Willie Nelson.
Okay.
So again, people are wondering if Willie and Dolly might be on this album.
Oh,
you know, there was like an online rumor about Britney doing a track with her, which sadly I don't think is the case.
God, please let it happen.
Wouldn't that be amazing, though?
Beyonce, you can save her. Oh, it's not going to happen. Sorry. I just got emotional about that.
Maybe those two are on the track Spaghetti together.
Okay.
Oh. I don't know. It's possible.
Or maybe it's Dolly.
Maybe it's Eminem.
Oh, there you go. Oh. Hey, I like that.
Eminem and Spaghetti?
Yeah. It's a reference to a song, Mom Spaghetti. Right.
Mike, your dirt alerts are so long. I don't know how you work all that information.
Long. I try to cut them down.
It's Lori and Julia. It's all their fault.
Of course. Yeah. Yes. It's all good.
Mike, thank you so much. You got any dirt?
I do.
Blind items?
I've got some blind items too. Yeah.
You got any dirt?
I got everything.
Okay, good. Because we're going to have it next right here on My Talk 107.1. Hey, my talkers, Bradley here from my good friends at Dakota Dental. You know Dakota Dental. They're my great family dentist, and they should be yours too. So if you've put off making an appointment for a while, look, no judgment. It's a no judgment zone with Dakota Dental. They, when you're sitting in that chair, are just going to be concerned with getting you the best dental care that you and your whole family deserve. So stop putting it off. Put your dental benefits to good use. I know sometimes things get away with you. Life is busy. I mean, lately it was like the weather, and then you got some other stuff going on. Maybe look, just take it off the list. Give them a jingle. They're going to have an appointment available at a time that works for you and your whole family. I've been going to Dakota Dental for years. I am basically on a first name basis with everyone in that office because I have used their services so extensively, which is why I can recommend Dakota Dental today. Tell them Bradley sent you. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Dawn McClain, and this is Blinded by the Item.
Blind items are celebrity gossip with the names left out.
Together, we'll play detective to figure out what the item is telling us about our favorite celebrity. More stories about Diddy, boats, not his boats. They showed up on boats to raid his home in Miami and from all directions to raid his home in Beverly Hills and also his jet.
I love that you were just like boats. I remember there were boats.
There were boats. I'm sure he has yachts. I'm surprised we haven't heard about them raiding his yachts yet.
Oh, God. It is, you know, you've got to laugh at a story. Otherwise, I don't know what you do. It's so depressing and it's so sad. And there are actual victims. So when I say laughed, it's to just numb the pain of the reality of the story, which we have been talking about for a long time. So it is, I guess the bright spot is that people are finally taking the story seriously. And by people, I mean Homeland Security, because it appears the federal government is zeroing in on an actual sex trafficking investigation involving Sean Combs.
Yes. Yes, so I'm really glad that this has happened for the victims. You know, we need justice.
Well, and to just know the true extent to what these rumors have talked about for years. You know, rumors are our bread and butter, but on the other end of those rumors, there could be some truth. And if there's truth, that means there are victims. And if there are victims, of course, as you said, we want them to get the justice they deserve.
Yes. So we will be following that story. But until then, Mike, do you have any blind items?
I certainly do. Let us get it started here. We will start with this one. The former A-list musician continues to troll the permanent A-plus list musician / producer and one half of an A-list couple. In light of the biggest story the past few days, the former A-list musician says that the permanent A-plus individual is next, and given how right he was, it is making people think.
Well, obviously
this has to be Diddy.
It's got to be about Diddy. It's not Diddy in the blind. That's the news as of late. But we've got a former A-list musician continues to troll a permanent A-plus list musician / producer and one half of an A-list couple. Mm-hmm. In light of the biggest story, which you guys hit, is Diddy, of course. The former A-list musician says that the permanent A-plus lister is next. And given how right he was about Diddy, people are starting to think.
This doesn't have anything to do with Usher, right?
No.
Because the thing right now, the chapter we're in this narrative is connecting all, like, everyone else in the world to this story somehow. Yeah. And I know I saw a story about Usher, but there have been plenty of stories about other A-list musicians.
But we've got an A-plus list musician / producer.
Is this Jay-Z and Beyonce?
Oh!
Permanent A-plus list.
And is it 50 Cent?
Yep.
Look at you.
So the blind item, and again, yeah, I don't know. Again, these are blind items, but according to the blind item and according to 50 Cent, who continues to troll Jay-Z, basically saying, hey, where's Jay at? I can't see Jay anywhere. Can't find him. Seems like nobody can find Jay right now.
Oh, no.
The implication is that he might be tied to this somehow. Again, well, these are blind items. And like you said, Radley, everyone's getting tied to this right now, it sounds like.
And where 50 Cent is concerned, trolling people is a pastime.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly. Yeah. Like, he has gone after a number of people.
Mm. So the end of the blind reminds us one of those people were Diddy, of course.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So he was right about him.
Yeah. I mean, I get that. But again, like.
I know.
Maybe he's seen some things that we don't know about. That's what it sounds like.
Well. That's. Or knows some things or wants us to think some things. Again,
that's true.
He has trolled people before, whether it's true or not. I just feel like. The one thing we do know is if there's any truth, you will begin to see it percolate out slowly but surely, right?
As we're now seeing. Sometimes it starts in the blinds.
Yeah. Watch this space.
Yes, we will watch this space. Let's continue with some blinds here. See if we can do some more percolating. Someone needs to let this B-plus list former reality star know that leaking to the trades that you are shopping a new reality show to streamers and networks doesn't really work. If it did, the former A-list mostly TV actress would already have a few.
Oh.
Someone needs to tell this B-plus list former reality star that leaking to the trades you are shopping, in quotes, a new reality show to streamers and networks worked, then the it doesn't work, mm-hmm. then the former A-plus list, or sorry, the former A-list mostly TV actress would already have a few. So, we've
former
got a B-plus list
actress.
Former reality star who's apparently leaking to the trades that she is shopping a reality show.
And is this a Tori Spelling thing?
The latter. The second half is Tori Spelling.
Okay.
But the B-list.
The B-plus list former reality star is not Tori Spelling.
Is it Savannah Chrisley?
Nope.
Okay.
Oops.
Oh.
It's nothing to do with Britney Spears either.
Okay, that was a weird
okay.
Freudian slip.
Someone needs to let this B-plus list former reality star mm-hmm. know that if leaking to the trades that you are shopping a new reality show really worked, then Tori Spelling would already have a few. So this is B-plus list former reality star who is apparently saying she's working on a reality show with some streamers. And
okay.
I'm like doing this thing. We're working on a. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a leak for you.
So if you want to know more or you maybe want to get in the running for this show, you should call me.
Is this a Kardashian? Because that's the way you're both
nope.
talking.
B-plus list reality star. Is this like a former housewife? It's like Bethany?
Is it? Oh.
Kim?
Oh, Lisa Rinna?
No, Bradley, what did you say?
Kim Zolciak?
Oh,
God, that was too easy.
So it was right there in front
that
of you.
That was like shooting Botox in a barrel.
Sometimes shooting I forget about her and it's a good day.
Like shooting Botox in a barrel. That is a new thing we got to get. Someone needs to let this be. So someone basically needs to let Kim Zolciak know that if it is really truly as easy as just leaking to the trades, you're shopping a new reality show to get people excited about a new reality show, then obviously Tori Spelling would have had one or had a few by now. So essentially she's trying to go the same path as Tori Spelling of saying, hey, we're working on some new reality shows. Anybody want to bid on it?
But I thought they did. It did work for. Didn't we? Did we, so we haven't found out that she's doing a reality show. That is Tori.
The blind item said that she did. We have yet to see that come.
I thought, there was something in the works, but
there was a blind item that remember the last time we've seen Dean and Tori together, they were standing there. Yep. We saw pictures
before the birthday party.
Yes. The blind items led us to believe that they were talking about a new reality show that they landed.
Okay.
So maybe that happened. No. I don't know.
I don't think it did. I think they were just trying to talk to each other before the birthday party so that they could both show up to their kid's birthday party and not scream at each other.
That would be nice.
And they wanted to get the benefit of being in the tabloids again.
I was going to say maybe it was more about like trying to get people to think that they are working on a new reality show by getting photos of them talking together and then planting fake narratives in tabloids because the tabloids are lazy.
Now, But this has to do with Kim Zolciak. So yeah. She's also doing this? Mm,
that's
Kim
what it's implying.
There's now some leaks in the trades and the different tabloids that there's a new reality show on the way from Kim Zolciak.
I would watch it if they're completely honest.
Don't be tardy to the...
divorce party?
Prison party? I mean, I feel like legal stuff is coming after them.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say prison, but because that seems a little severe. They're not... the Chrisleys, but they do seem to avoid also in Atlanta. What's going on in Georgia?
Yeah,
because the Chrisleys, the Zolciaks.
Well, I mean, there's Real Housewives of Atlanta. That's where.
No, I know, but I'm saying, what is it about Atlanta that's attracting these people who don't want to pay their bills?
Oh, I see. You know, it's a really good place to film things. In Georgia, because they have a lot of tax credits and breaks. That's why Walking Dead films there and Ozark.
You're wondering how sick of an individual I am. On my favorites tab, I have the realtor.com listing.
Oh, do you know? That is so funny. I literally was thinking, I wonder if that house is still for sale.
We do, and Mike always has an answer.
What do we got?
Still $4.5 million.
Now, the latest I saw was that the bank is going to... still says they're going to foreclose, but we've not seen that. I'm getting a little concerned about the bank's ability to do its job.
If I was banking there, I'd be like, can you
collect
just
on that
customer?
If you want me to keep my penny saver checking account,
or people that have had their home taken back from that bank quicker than these people have, I'd be like,
I'd be sending Page Six articles to the bank president. Yeah. Like, do you see this?
Mm-hmm.
I am on the street. These people are not.
Let's do another one here. You guys got that one nicely done.
Why are you laughing, Dawn?
Just thinking about being on the street, getting out your cell phone to send a letter, an email
to
the bank president.
Dawn, if we're out of a job, we're going to be on the street.
Well, let's get another blind item in here then.
Stories continue to come out about how terrible this A-minus list singing actress is to work with. She was seen shouting at crew and hair and makeup team during a photo shoot for an animated movie last year. She was claiming that they were crowding her, but in reality, they were rushing to get her ready because she was so late for the shoot.
Oh.
So again, we have an A-minus list singing actress who's terrible to work with. She was seen at a photo shoot for an animated movie last year, shouting at the crew for trying to get her ready and crowding her when really she was just super late.
That's frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Singing actress. So
yes.
Does she have her own singing career outside of acting, or is she just always acting with her mouth?
I will say she's mostly acting with her mouth, but she did have a hit that went very big. And
so it's not Ariana Grande.
No, this is an actress first, singer second.
You have an idea, Bradley. I can
but she's
tell.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it the incomparable Adele Dazeem?
Adele Dazeem. It is not the wickedly talented Adele Dazeem. No.
Oh, okay.
And she does have, I mean, in addition to, she does have some singing, acting work, some stage work as well. I mean, she's done a little bit. She did a little bit of everything.
Did she come from theater?
I believe maybe that is the start. Yes.
Is it? It's not Cynthia Erivo.
No.
Is it? Okay, because she's in Wicked.
Singing actress that's hard to work with. You called her an A-list.
A-minus list singing actress. And she was doing a photo shoot for an animated movie last year.
Right. Okay, right. So that's why I went with Ariana Grande.
Yep. Animated movie.
Think of some animated movies from last year. Might help you get there that way. There's a few different ways to get to this one.
God, I am not an animated film watcher.
And I try not to look at who's voicing it because it ruins the movie for me.
Oh, sure.
I don't like to know who it is.
I don't think either of you saw this animated movie, so don't worry.
Okay. Is it Elemental or?
Nope.
Okay, that wasn't even last year, probably.
I think it was.
Okay. I did see that.
Yeah.
He said you didn't see it.
I don't think either of you saw. I guess I don't know for sure, but I don't think you guys saw this movie.
Okay.
Actually, let me rephrase. I know Dawn didn't see this movie.
Oh, because I wouldn't like it? Because there's somebody that's in it that I don't like?
There's deep water.
Uh-oh. Oh, is it about water? It's someone I don't like.
Oh, Drew Barrymore.
I like her.
No, you don't. Stop pretending.
I don't think she's a good talk show
host. Not going to be in her fan club. It's okay.
I do like her. I think she's a sweet gal.
It's a dude.
It's a dude is in it. Yeah. Oh.
Animated movie a dude that you don't like was in last year.
Okay. A dude. It must be somebody that like. Well, Leonardo DiCaprio wasn't in an animated film.
Who does she not like?
I remember you. I remember Mike.
This is a dude who's often in the blinds.
Yeah. It's, and I think I don't even want to hear about
Leo.
Think of the fact that she's a actress / singer.
Okay. Yeah.
So think of maybe a singing actor she doesn't like.
Oh,
a singing actor she
or an acting singer.
Oh.
An acting singer.
Start did the guy
with
cheat?
A group.
Oh, Justin Timberlake.
Oh, Justin Trolls. Timberlake. Trolls.
You know who's in Trolls?
Oh, is it the chick from Pitch Perfect? Yes, Anna.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Anna Faris?
Nope.
Oh, no, Anna Beaverhausen. Anna.
Yes, Anna Beaverhausen.
Yeah. Anna.
Anna Montana.
Klumsky.
What?
Anna Banana.
When I'm gone.
When I'm gone. When I'm
you're
gone.
Gonna miss me when I'm gone. Gone. You're gonna miss me.
Anna.
You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna
Kendrick.
Miss me, but got it.
Kendrick, yes.
According to the blind items, more stories are coming out that Anna Kendrick is terrible to work with. She was seen shouting at crew and hair and makeup during a photo shoot for Trolls World Tour last year. No, Trolls Band Together, I think, was last year's one. I'm sorry that I know that. Claiming they were crowding her, but in reality, she was just super late for the shoot, so they were rushing to try to get her ready.
I hope that she apologized profusely.
I mean, just imagine you're going to go down in history being known as the person who is difficult to work for with on a Trolls movie.
Yeah. And also mean to the crew. I don't like that.
Well, no, I know. That's what I'm saying. But just to be difficult is bad enough. But like, you're
not
difficult
even on,
a really.
Yeah.
An animated film about trolls.
Oh.
Do better, Anna.
And just like every good journalist, I don't bring you a blind item until I have multiple sources. That's actually a complete lie. But I've definitely heard, this is not the first time that this has popped up in the blinds about Anna.
You know,
like
I've heard the same thing. Yeah.
So well, why didn't you tell us?
Because I couldn't remember her name.
Okay.
But I did get there with Pitch Perfect, right?
Nicely done. That was great.
Great.
Let's do another one here. This foreign-born permanent A-list model is basically saying that unlike her former husband, her current boyfriend doesn't lie or cheat on her all the time.
Oh.
Oh, well, that would have to be Gisele Bündchen.
Yep.
And her very attractive martial arts boyfriend.
Yep.
So Tom Brady cheated on her a bunch?
That's
what she's implying.
She's implying that.
Wow. I don't think I've heard that before.
Oh, remember the jet? Who was it? It was Ben Affleck. I don't know. There's a reason why he was in the Dunkies commercial.
Yes.
There's some rumors that they
were doing,
Ben and Tom might, I don't know.
Share things, not just donuts. But.
Yeah. Maybe not. I don't know. Why is that
maybe they went to
face?
France together?
Sure.
To visit
not saying
the
it was
the Eiffel Tower.
Not saying
maybe it is a ménage à trois.
Not saying it was at the same time. It just sounds like there were some rumblings that they may be of, giving some recommendations
tread similar
to
paths.
Friends. Yeah, there you go. But according to this, Gisele saying that unlike Tom Brady, her current boyfriend doesn't lie or cheat on her all the time. There was a statement that she made in response to the fact that, you know, it came out a couple weeks ago that she maybe was with him longer than we were led to believe. And so sure, she just
that would counter the
image.
Narrative of the jiu-jitsu
we don't
instructor.
Know the woman, though, do we?
Oh, the Tom? Well, yeah. Well, I mean, there was the housekeeper that was on the jet that had all of the Super Bowl rings on her fingers. She was a housekeeper for Jennifer Jennifer Gardner, I believe.
Always feel like there's a flex with men who date, like, societally perceived most attractive women, mm-hmm. a.k.a. Giselle Bundchen.
Yeah,
that
models.
There's a weird flex to cheat on them. Like in a weird misogynistic, toxic masculinity way where they're like, I have, quote, the best. I'm not saying this is true. I'm just saying this is the perception.
No, I love this. Go on.
And that, like, in order to just, like, own it, you have to cheat on it. Does that make sense?
It does.
In a sick sort of way?
No, it totally does.
I don't know that that's the case here. I'm just saying I've seen this story before.
Where the gold at?
Follow the rainbow, bitch.
All righty. Oh. Let's do a couple more here. See what we got time for. Let's go with this one here. The A+/A-list actor is absolutely not engaged. His air quote girlfriend wanted a PR bump and he agreed. We all know in a few months that he'll be breaking it off anyway.
You know this, Dawn.
Oh. This is Leonardo DiCaprio in...
Cecily Strong.
No, her name is...
Antoinette.
Oh, come on. It's Victoria, but it's Victoria Ceretti.
There you go. Victoria Ceretti.
I did it.
Leonardo DiCaprio is absolutely not engaged. His air quote girlfriend, Victoria, apparently wanted a PR bump and agreed... That being to be wearing a gigantic engagement ring when they were hanging out together. We all know, though, in a few months, he'll be breaking it off. Just in case you're keeping track at home. She's 25 and turns 26 in June.
When that happens, we all know what's next.
We all know what's next.
The glue factory.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She's going back to that little town in Italy. It's in between Milan and Verona that I can't think of. Starts with a B. I did a little deep dive on her, but I didn't take it all in. Brachia, maybe?
Sure. Broccoli?
Nope.
Not broccoli.
Great story. Won a contest.
Oh.
To be his girlfriend?
Yes, yes.
That's how it works.
She got into modeling at 14.
Little towns across Italy are like, send us your young women.
Send us your beautiful models.
But they have to be under 26.
It was an elite modeling contract.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
From the elite modeling agency in Italy. There you go. That's your history of
thank you
that model.
I appreciate it.
She is beautiful, though. Man. Yeah.
Good luck to her. Yeah. I hope she ages out safely.
Okay.
And good luck to you, both of you, on this next one here as we move on to another one. No, I'm not saying it like it's difficult. I'm just saying good luck. If your offerings range from lip gloss to pots and birdseed, are you really a brand or are you just throwing things at the wall to see what sticks?
That's Meghan Markle.
Pretty quick and easy blinds.
Yeah.
Let me get this correct because I have a conversation that we need to have about it.
Okay.
It's an orchard.
Well, the orchard is the last name. It's like something Riviera Orchard. American Riviera Orchard. We need to have a conversation.
Yeah,
BDEPR would like to render.
We got to talk.
Professional opinion.
Mm-hmm.
When your offerings range from lip gloss to pots to birdseed, are you really a brand or are you just throwing things at the wall to see what sticks? That's the case for American Riviera Orchard, according to the Blinds.
What the hell is an American Riviera Orchard?
She means this is European fancy, but it's in America. And it's organic.
Okay. Well, you made sense out of something that makes absolutely no sense. And I just want to render an adjudication in this regard from my marketing degree.
Yeah.
Which I don't have. That is too many words.
It is too many
words.
That
mean nothing together.
It's like they put it in an AI jumble.
Yeah, like brand generator.
I'm typing it in right now into ChatGPT to see what it's going to give us.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Literally, I thought to myself yesterday, like, I could get behind American Riviera. That sounds kind of fun.
Yeah.
Or American Orchard or Riviera Orchard. I don't know. I still don't understand. Like, is there going to be apple juice?
Yeah, exactly. And remember,
And look, I love a good lifestyle brand. Megan, this is not about you. This is about the people you're paying and they're giving you bad advice.
I mean, I would rather it be called Eve's Orchard.
No, honey, that sounds like a feminine products line. Eve's Orchard? That's talking about a bunch of lady bushes. This is the imagery you're giving.
It's like, I run this orchard, so have all the apples you want.
Yeah.
Or maybe like a sex
also,
toy brand.
Also, okay. How long before the Daily Mail picks up on the, like, Eve and the apple?
That's what I'm saying.
You know, like, yeah. She's basically Satan.
Oh, no, I don't mean that.
No, I'm not saying you do. I said how long before the Daily Mail picks up on making it evil.
For sure.
Because, of course, everything Meghan Markle touches, they would like to equate her to Satan.
Do you want some other options from ChatGPT?
Yes,
please. Yes. Oh, please.
I typed in, give me an American brand for that sounds fancy and European and also is organic. Heritage Haven Organics.
Okay.
Aurelia,
I actually love that.
Aurelia Fields.
Aurelia Fields.
Aurelia Fields. Eden Grove Harvests.
Oh.
And Province Prairie Produce.
What if these are like you turn over the lipstick or the lip gloss and these are the names of the lip gloss?
Do you think she missed out on using Prairie somehow? Prairie Orchard?
If I said American Riviera Orchard and you hadn't heard the story, you'd be like, yeah, that sounds just as dumb as the rest of what you just
yes!
said.
Yes! And Mike,
yeah.
Those dirt alerts did not sound dumb.
Thank you.
Which is why you bring them to us every
Blind
day.
Items?
On What did I say?
Dirt alerts.
Dirt alert? Oh, my God. Today I'm on the dirt alert train. You know what I meant. Blind items. We do a whole podcast. It's called
Blinded by the item.
Bye. And
dirtalert.com. Hey, everybody. It's Dawn here for David and his team at First Equity Mortgage. Did you know that he is the best in the business in the Twin Cities and beyond? Well, he is because he prides himself and his team on prompt responses, explaining the mortgage process, and even helping first-time home buyers get their ducks in a row. We actually refinanced with David a couple of years ago, and my partner and I, we were so happy with the experience. David was excited to get us the best possible rate, and he did it. He was there every step of the way, keeping us updated. And people just rave about David in all of the testimonials that we get from his customers. So look no further than David and his team from First Equity Mortgage when you are looking to either buy your first home, or maybe you need to upgrade and get into a different home, or you're thinking about refinancing. Do what dozens of MyTalkers have done, 763-251-8000 or MyTalk keyword David.